Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
Our first order as pastors, don't judge anybody who walks through that door. He said, love them, train them to be champions for me, because I'm coming back for a champion church. Now let's go to Matthew 7, verse 3 and 4. I mean, you just want to deal with people? You just want to judge people? You're going to be judged. You're going to be dealt with in the same way. Now, verse 3, are y'all ready? Oh, good. Y'all got it? Look at these words. Why do you stare? You're staring at me. No, I'm just kidding. Everybody say stare. What does that mean? What do you think of when you think of stare? You're focusing. You're looking for. Are you with me? You're looking for something. Why do you stare from without at the very small particle that is in your brother's eye, but you're not aware? Oh, this is Cat in the Hat stuff. When you stare, you become unaware. When you stare, you begin to compare. And that's unfair. And you'll become unaware. Oh, come on. You know it's better than what you'll... And you're unaware of the beam of timber that is in your own eye. Or how can you say to your brother, let me get that particle out for you? Now, the first part, he was talking about you're staring. And then the second part, you're going to go fix it. All right? Yeah, you're going to do it. You're going to help fix it. When there's a beam in your own eye. He's talking here about people who are wanting to straighten out other people with their lives in a mess. Because I can promise you out of this, he's not saying don't help your brother. He wants you to help your brother. But he wants you to do it with a different attitude than trying to fix them. He's talking here about people wanting to preach to people when there's glaring issues in their lives. Right? Now, we're going to come home. There's a lot of people who try to fix this church. And they're trying to fix me or Candace or the way we do things. Or how, well, we didn't do that at our church. Or but you're unaware of we're spending hours seeking God of what plan he has for this church. Are y'all with me? And you're doing it with good intentions. Y'all understand what I'm talking about? I'm not trying to get on anybody right here. I'm just saying. But from a position. Why are you still up here? I know why he's up here. But it's this simple. You have something in your eye. You have a problem. You have an issue. You have a defect. And you need to fix it. Right? I'm not judging. I'm just saying. Now, how many believe that Jesus said this? How many believe it's important? Verse 5. You hypocrite. All right, drop the mic. First, get the beam of timber out of your own eye. And then you will see clearly now. Wait a minute. I will see clearly now. That reminds me of a song. I can see clearly now. The beam is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Come on! Gone are the dark beams that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. Hey, come on, stand up, here we go! I can see clearly now the rain is Do I need to go higher? No? I can see all obstacles in my way. Hey, now the beam is gone. Gone are the dark beams that had me blind. Hey, it's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Hey, yeah. Bright sunshiny day. Yay. Hey, we can have fun in here, can't we? My beam is gone. Are y'all not seeing this? I can see clearly now, Lord. I can see your way now, Lord, because my beam is gone. I can now help my brother, Lord, because now my beam is gone. Amen? Isn't that good? So, what is the solution? Well, what's the best news that we could ever hear? That we can prevent judgment in our lives. That's good news. If you notice something wrong with somebody, everybody listen up. Here's what you do. Here's the solution. Look in a mirror. Examine yourself. Pray for them. Seek God. Be led by God. God's not going to lead you to judge your brother if you got something in your eye. Amen? Pray. Be led by God. Why? Because there's things you don't know. Say there's things I don't know. There's things you don't know that God knows. There's things that you don't know when you're like, you don't, there's things that how do you know they hadn't got on their knees and repented? How do you know that? You don't know that. And so, if you come at it and you get a beam, you go, Lord, help me with my beam, and you get a beam deliverance, how many know that if you had a beam deliverance, you're going to have a different attitude about helping your brother. You're going to come, you're going to know, you're going to be appreciative of the people who helped you and didn't judge you and loved you. You're going to know the pain and the effort that they went through, that you, and you understand that, and you're going to come with kindness, and you're going to come with loving, merciful, right? You're going to come compassionate. You're not going to be judging and critical. You're not going to be accusative. Accusative, that's the same name as the devil. Accuser of the brethren. So when we get critical and judgmental and they're not doing it right and they shouldn't even be doing that, I don't care how right you think you are. That's a spirit, I'm telling you. And the enemy wants you to get judged. Now, we're going to go into scriptures on where that happened at. And this is why you're going to get your healing. Now, I got my healing. I'm telling you, I was studying this. I knew to preach this for a long time, but who all wants to preach don't judge? Right? And it was the first thing that we heard. And then I started looking up Keith Moore's preaching on it and teaching on it. And I called Mom. And, Mom, what's your thoughts on it? What's your perception on it and all of this, and put them all together, and after I sat down thinking, man, it's just, there's no, this is black and white. I've been kind of dancing around this, but you really can't. And I said, God, I want to repent right now. And I had some issues that were keeping me from sleeping, and I've been believing for a while on that. And I had some other issues that were, and I had been, I mean, a couple of them years, and some of them months. And I said, God, and I wasn't even thinking about those things. I just said, God, I want to get judging out. Lord, I repent. I just, with my whole heart, is there anybody? And then he showed me, not necessarily people, it was not in this church, trust me. And he showed me some things that I wouldn't have thought that was really, but I was just saying. Right? And I repented. And I laid down and had the best sleep of my life. And I've been having them every night since. And that other issue left. And I'm like, I like this. You mean I could have had this a long time ago? We're having war. We're in a battle, and we're criticizing in our own camp. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 11:31 says, "For if we would judge ourselves, we would what?" Is this written to New Testament believers?
Yes.
Now, let's just say you come from a long line of judges. And you just got that judging DNA in you. And you just got a judge. Well, here comes a judge. I got a word for you. I'm gonna tell you to judge. No. Yeah, judge yourself, yeah. Judge demons. Come on, y'all are here, are you? I mean, be critical of them. Criticize them. Condemn them.
Right?
I mean, judge the soup out of them. But don't judge each other. Amen? Let's go to James 2:12 and 13. Oh, golly, is this powerful. How many's ready for that healing and everything just doubling blessing coming up? So speak and act as people should. Are y'all getting this?
Yes.
Speak and act as people should who are to be judged under the law of liberty. Under what Christ has done for us. Did Jesus love us? Did he have mercy on us?
Yes.
Oh, my God. For to him who has shown no mercy, you want to be critical and judgmental and criticize and go after people and you show no mercy, the judgment will be merciless.
Yeah.
But mercy exalts and is victorious over judgment. Yeah. Oh, you didn't hear it? Mercy triumphs judgment.
Yeah.
How many know that at the judgment seat of Christ, there's going to be a day where everything is judged? How many in here will be expecting mercy on that day? Then, in other words, what this is saying is, because of what Jesus did, and we're going to receive mercy on that day, why shouldn't we, as people who are going to receive mercy, show mercy? Who are you? That's hypocritical. You to live a life of judging and criticizing when one day, I was just saying.
For over 20 years, Champions for Christ Youth Rally has been connecting young people to the real, loving, and all-powerful God. Rally registration is now open in Branson, Missouri. A life-changing time in God. Plus, Silver Dollar City, Whitewater, a Branson show, and more. Are you ready? Register today at championsforchrist.org.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.agloriouschurch. By the way, we have the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.
Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer.